SBS στα ελληνικά.
Well, the book has been a 25-year exercise. I came to the town of Charleville in 1984. I didn't really know anything much about Charleville, and I certainly didn't know anything about the Hotel Coronis and Harry Coronis, who became known as Popper. When the Hotel Coronis was in its heyday, one thing fed off the other. The very wealthy clients kept the hotel going, and Popper Coronis was mine host who kept the French champagne flowing for these wealthy people. So once everything changed in the industry, the hotel lost relevance. And by the time we bought the hotel in 1985, it had very good bones, but it was only hinting of an exciting past.
Tell us a bit about Popper Coronis.
Popper Coronis' story is quite extraordinary. He was named Popper by the Americans because Charleville became a very important strategic base during the Second World War. And because he was white-headed by this time, he became affectionately known as Pop. And then Popper, I suppose because he was Greek, grew into Popper. And he had come to the town of Charleville in 1912. But when he left Kythera in 1907, he was 23, and he left with no money, no English, just a couple of words, and the responsibility of his young nephew, Demetrius Coronis, known as Jimmy in Australia. And Jimmy was 11. So to me, that's quite an extraordinary part of the story, that these two men, well, a man and a boy, crossed the world to seek fame and fortune, to think they said goodbye to everyone who was familiar to them, and they didn't ever go back to Kythera, so neither of them ever saw their parents again. They established their life in Western Queensland.
Is that what made you want to write the book?
I feel the catalyst for writing the book, although I'd started to write little stories, I found out that Jimmy's widow was still alive and she was living in Sydney. And I believe that really was the catalyst for me to decide that this story must not be lost. I was fortunate enough to get an Australia Council grant, and I had my airfares and my accommodation in Sydney, and I found Vasilia Vass, she was known as Coronis. This was 1997. Jimmy had died in 1966, so many years before. And in fact, Vass died just 2 years after I interviewed her. So I feel I was so fortunate to talk to this woman who'd been such an important part of the Coronis story. So she told me a lot about their life, and she told me about her relationship with Popper and his wife, who was called Nana. But probably the most amazing thing she told me was about the first day in Sydney. When he went into Sydney looking for some Greeks when the ship docked, and because he couldn't take the boy with him, he didn't know how long it was going to take to find someone, he left him sitting on the dock with the suitcase. So little Jimmy, aged 11, sat on the suitcase on the dock for the day while Harry went into Sydney, and he did indeed find some other Greeks in Balmain. They got a job, they got somewhere to stay, and then they just worked until they were given the opportunity to borrow the money to buy a cafe. And they took that opportunity. They knew they'd have to pay that money back when they made the cafe work, but they'd been working in Australia with other Greeks for 2 years, so they knew what hard work was all about. That didn't bother them. The cafe was not what it was advertised to be, but they got in and cleaned it up, made it work. Within 12 months, they paid off their loan, and they went from strength to strength there.
You owned the hotel for a period of time, more than a decade, I believe.
Yes, we had the hotel from 1985 until 2001.
What does this book mean to you?
It means a lot to me because I really could never let this story go. We've been gone from Charleville since 2001, but I collected a lot of stories while I was there. I continued to collect stories. While I was in Charleville, I made contact with Popper's surviving daughter. Her name is Nina. She is coming to the launch. She is 95. She lives in Toowoomba, still independently. And I made contact with his surviving son. His name is George. He's a doctor of medicine. And he is 100. He turned 100 in April. And he recently swam in the Commonwealth Games in Queensland. So they're extraordinary people. And I really felt if I was going to do this story and I wanted to do it, I wanted to do it in their lifetime if I could. And I have achieved that. Nina is coming to the launch. George's eldest son, called after his grandfather, Harry Coronis, he is going to launch the book for me in the Hotel Coronis on Friday.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
I think the story is so good that it could be a movie. So if there are any movie makers out there, there's a wonderful story waiting for them in Charleville.
Πείτε μας τη γνώμη σας. Κάντε like στην σελίδα μας στο Facebook ή ακολουθήστε μας στο Twitter στο SBS Greek.